gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the neighborhood is dressing up to be there too. And we're gonna have a ball just like we always do.
Saturday night at the movies, who cares what picture you see?
Hello, folks, and welcome once again to At the Cinema with your hosts, Alfie Kloper, and yours truly, Dodger Fleabert. Do you remember running around the house as a kid in your underwear with a bedsheet tied around your neck, pretending to be the ultimate superhero? We would jump from couch to couch, vanquishing bad guys that crossed our path. Yet even to this day, there is one question that still vexes me. What happens to superheroes when they grow old and retire? Pixar's newest adventure, The Incredibles, gives us an insightful and humorous look into what that might be like. The Incredibles lets us follow the life of one of the greatest superheroes of all time, Mr. Incredible himself. We see him fight crime, rescue cats, meet other superheroes, get married to Elastigirl, and get sued. As a result of this lawsuit, all superheroes are forced to retire into their mild-mannered alter egos to begin the life of the mundane. Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl settle down and begin to raise a family. But this is no normal family, for as all the children begin to develop superpowers of their own. While you would think this would be challenging enough, Mr. Incredible can't seem to leave behind the world of crime-fighting and begins to get himself into some trouble. What ensues is an entertaining movie, wouldn't you say so, Alfie?
The great positives of this film are that Pixar, while being very true to the story, have really emphasized several important things there. Faithfulness, uniqueness, family communication, trust. The Incredibles family isn't perfect and sometimes hate each other like real families do, but they do in the end realize that it takes being faithful, trusting each other, and communicating to make a good family. And the biggest plus is that the film shows and relates to both the parents and the kids' side and each of their responsibilities in a family. It tackles all these great themes. Themes that kids just aren't exposed to enough these days, Dodger, but the grooviest thing about it is that it does so while having just tremendous fun. I mean, whoever thought cartoon superheroes and spandex could ever be so much fun, yet still teach these great values. There's a few great things, Dodger, but that's not to say The Incredibles is incredibly perfect. A lot of people don't like spandex, for one thing.
How can people not like spandex? It breathes so well. But you are right, Alfie. There were a few things I wasn't crazy about in this movie. While he comes clean in the end, Mr. Incredible spends most of the movie sneaking around behind his family's back. This gets him in some hot water, or lava in one case, and leads Elastigirl to believe he's having an affair. You know, Artie, there was one thing that disturbed me personally. Superheroes aren't supposed to die. The Incredibles reveal several superheroes that have been killed by the evil bad guy genius, and we even see Mr. Incredible hide behind the skeletal remains of one of his fallen comrades. On the flip side, however, it does show how people fall regardless of their abilities and that nobody's perfect. You know, Mr. Incredible was really more of a Mr. Independent through most of the movie and in his dealings with one particular young man. This comes back to haunt him later in the movie, and honesty, communication, and openness will come out in the end.
It was so cool, Dodger. When I walked out of the movie theater, my mind was just racing with the possibilities of how we could use The Incredibles in our children's ministry. The whole superhero thing is just way too good to pass up. You know, I think you could easily do a whole curriculum set on what it takes to become a superhero for Christ. And just like how Mr. Incredible in the movie just couldn't stand to be stuck in the crowd, being forced by the government to not act like a superhero, we as Christians shouldn't hide our super identities. We have an awesome superpower in Christ, and we just need to share that gift. I think Carl has a groovy superhero academy curriculum set located in the kids' church lesson area that he uses Paul and the Book of Acts for. Check that out. There's also plenty of object talks that you can use The Incredibles for. Use it for anything from talking about spiritual gifts to something as simple as family issues. And think of it this way, Dodger. It is an excellent opportunity to wear spandex to church. I can definitely see you doing that.
What can I say? It's practical and stylish.
So here's the final question, Dodge. On the kidology scale of 1 to 4 bright idea light bulbs, just how bright is The Incredibles? What would you rate it?
I would say this movie rates an incredible 3.5 bulbs. It's a great movie for the whole family, and Pixar has done it again.
Yeah, I guess I just have to say that I loved it also. The overused cliche in this case is that The Incredibles was simply incredible. You know, I too give it 3.5 bulbs.
So there you have it, folks. For Artie Kloper, I'm Dodger Fleabert, and we'll see you next time at the cinema.
Saturday night at the movies. Who cares?